Welcome to Are We Gonna Talk About It with Ty
and Taryn. It is a space where we have candid conversations surrounding
faith, marriage,
family, and ministry.
Here we go.
Let's talk.
We are here.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, everybody? Hope that you're doing well wherever you're streaming this podcast. As you can tell, if y'all watching on YouTube, we have some special guests in the building today. If y'all could just real quick just say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, everybody?
And so if you are streaming from one of our podcast platforms, maybe y'all should take an opportunity to jump over to YouTube.
Now is your chance to go to YouTube. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. But today we have some special guests. In the space, we have Tayshawn and Lakeer Duff. Some great friends. They also go to our ministry at Flowing Life Outreach and Worship Center, where they serve well. But more than that, man, they're just great people. Amazing people.
Yes.
And so I don't want to share everything about them. I want to give them an opportunity to do that. If you guys could just tell us a little bit about yourselves for the people who do not know you or meeting you for the first time today.
Go ahead.
Rock, paper, scissor.
Right. Oh, there it is.
First of all, get you some friends that can hype you up the way that the way they hype us up.
Real.
Thanks.
We appreciate that. Like I said, my name's Tayshawn. This is Lakeer, my wife. We've been married 5 years now.
Let's go five.
Have a 2-year-old daughter that is with her grandparents right now. So we have some free time.
I got a baby.
Like that.
Whose godparents are sitting right here with us. So hey, we're here to talk tonight and share a little bit of perspective. What you gotta say?
I think you got it. Do you want to share what you did or anything? Are you
go ahead,
fine
speak
with
it
that?
To the mic.
Well, I'll introduce him then. So he is a doctor of physical therapy.
Oh yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Forgot about that.
When you address me, make sure you put a DR in front of it.
Yep. And I'm a small business relationship manager by day, and then I also work with women in relationships by night, and I have a podcast, shameless plug.
Come on with us.
That's coming back for season 2 soon. It's called Love Without Limits.
Go check it out. We'll put it in the show notes.
So Tayshawn, I know that you are like anti-social media. I'm joking. but how could people find y'all on social media?
If you find her, you'll find me. All she do is post about me anyway, so I'll be there. And then, you know, you just DM her and be like, "Hey, I'm looking for Tayshawn."
Well, then you can find me at shewillnotfail_ on Instagram, and then Live Love Lakeer.
Yep,
on Instagram.
And so we'll tag you guys in the show notes also. But go follow them.
Yay.
Great people.
Thank you.
Amazing
great people.
Great content.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. What?
This is the part where you,
looked at me like I'm trying to figure out what are you doing.
This is the part where you jump in.
This part
because I forgot what I was supposed to say now.
No, but before we get into the actual episode, we're in holiday season. I just wanted to know for you all. Do you all have any holiday traditions, anything that you're doing, whether it's like, you know, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year?
For us, one tradition that I started a couple years ago is to take family photos. So every year we take family photos in our pajamas. I think we're going to start branching out. And every year I just want to get some type of Christmas, holiday, fall photo.
Okay.
So that's something we've started doing.
I like that.
So what I do, I'm the big holiday guy in the family. She didn't like holidays and like all that stuff. So I'm the big kid. We're actually going to decorate this Friday. For reference,
nice.
This is before Thanksgiving. We are decorating for Christmas before Thanksgiving.
So just see this.
Let that be known. But one of the big things that we're going to start our annual holiday party.
Okay.
So we're going to have a holiday party
nice.
this year, and just making Christmas a big deal. That's my thing. Just now that my daughter's getting older and she's kind of getting to the stage where she could kind of understand what's going on and open up presents, making Christmas a big deal. That's my thing.
So, for sure. So let me go ahead and ask, how soon is Christmas music allowed to be played in the house?
4 days ago?
Actually, anywhere.
Five days ago?
Oh, wow.
At 9 p.m. on October the 31st.
Oh, I'm glad that you all are on the same page, because I tried it. I just wanted to watch a Christmas movie. I'm like, look, the kids are doing their thing. I want to put on a Christmas movie. And he just said no. So as the head of the house, I said, yes, sir, that's fine.
Yes, sir.
That's about the only time she ever said it like that.
Sure, sir. What you want, sir?
King.
King.
My king. No. So our thing has been after Thanksgiving, normally on, what is it, Friday or Sunday-ish? Yeah, that's when we pull out the Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. I told Taylor, I said, Thanksgiving evening, you can turn on the Christmas music. She's been waiting for it. And I'm like, I'm waiting for it too. But I'm just like, I got to get through Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking it. But as for me in my house,
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, and especially this last couple of years, because especially going through the pandemic and stuff like that, this is a time of year where it's like I need something to look forward to. I need some pick-me-up. I need some type of joy, and Christmas is just so much of that that it's the thing you only get once a year. And I get it. People are like, oh, you start now, by December 1st, you're going to be sick of Christmas music. Mm-hmm. But my playlist is heavy. My playlist is thick.
I need to get that
and,
playlist.
And all of that. All of that. So it's fun to me. Just the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of togetherness, family, all of that type of stuff.
That's what I think
it feels good. And that's the reason why this last couple of years we've just been celebrating early. Because
we originally said right after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, we would start decorating and Christmas music. But like, over the past couple of years, to just keep inching up and inching up and inching up. But I think we're just excited to like be around family and friends and celebrate and like just all the festive things.
I love it.
So it just got moved up to October the 31st at 9 p.m.
I can't knock that.
Well, y'all keep me in prayer, because maybe next year we can do the same.
I will say, right before Halloween, the week before Halloween, I went to Home Depot. And they had the Christmas trees out, the decorations, everything. And I was like.
And it felt good.
It did. I ain't even gonna hold you. Yeah. I ain't even gonna hold you. I was looking around and I was just like, it's here. It's here. It's here. Oh, there you go.
The only thing that can make it better is if Charlotte had snow. Like, period. Yeah. But definitely this time of year.
Yeah.
Like, it get cold and that thing starts snowing.
I'll give you that.
Hands down. Yes. If I had to choose.
Let it melt.
I'm taking off Christmas before I take off Thanksgiving. I'll work around Thanksgiving. Christmas,
I'll give you that.
Taking the time
shut
off.
Down.
Yeah, I'll shut give you down. That. Yeah, I am looking forward to the holiday season, though.
Yeah.
I think, I just feel like we've been so busy. I'm just like, whew, all right, let's knock out this work so that we can enjoy the holiday season. But I think that might be a good segue into our conversation for today.
Okay.
Because I would love to really sit back and enjoy the holiday. Well, even with Thanksgiving next week, like it seems like it's coming too fast, because I'm like, I got so much on my plate. Mm-hmm. A lot of the conversation that we want to cover today, or at least one of the main things that we want to cover, is what do you do in moments when things don't go as planned? Mm-hmm. Because even something this simple is like, for the holiday season, you want your plate clear.
Yes.
Like you want, I've taken care of business. Now it's time for the holidays. I can take off work. I can chill. I can relax. I can enjoy my family. But right now, the space that I'm in is like, okay, I got so much work to do before next week to actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so kind of what does that look like? Or what does it feel like? What does it look like when things don't go as planned in your lives? What are some of the adjustments you have to make? Some of the things that you have to do? Or how does it feel?
Yeah, I would say, like, what is that initial feeling? Because I guess I find myself, like, feeling kind of caught off guard and having to process through a lot of just emotions and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of want to know, like, what does that look like for you, that initial, wait, that didn't go like I thought, you know? Kind of what is that like for you all?
You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
My first reaction is, that's life. That's life. And the reason why I say that is that change, whenever I talk about change or think about change, Just because the way I grew up, kind of a military background, military household, we moved more than the average person moved. Mm-hmm. So I always had to be adjusting to change. I always had to be accustomed to change, right? And so change came easier to me. And so change and deviation from the plan, same thing, right? So if I have an idea of how something should be and it changes, I can adjust to that a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Where my wife, she grew up, was born, graduated high school, college, all of that in the same town with the same set of friends. Mm-hmm. And so she has a comfort zone that is very familiar with her. And it seems like it's a little bit harder to handle change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my initial thought when things don't go the way that, you know, I plan them is like, I immediately get frustrated and I'm like frazzled. Mm-hmm. And that has, it's gotten worse since McKinley came.
Just a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure we can hear everything you gonna say.
So I noticed it got like worse when we had a baby. Cause like, then it's like, I did all this planning and all this preparation. And like, now I have to like, what's the word we like to use? Recalculate, So it's like, sometimes I'm like frustrated and I don't want to take it out on him, but at the same time, it's like, we'll be talking and I'll be like, he'll be like, what's wrong? And I'll be like, nothing. I'm just recalculating in my head because I thought this was going to go this way and it's not. So let me reset my expectations. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's like, I'm immediately frustrated, but then I have to kind of catch myself so that it doesn't ruin my whole day.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that earlier. Cause I'm like, you know, different things come up, you know, mm-hmm. like, especially even in marriage, you know, cause this topic can go for anybody, you know, cause mm-hmm. You're going to life. This too. Is life. Like Tayshaun said, like things are going to happen. You have to make adjustments. Things will not go as planned, but specifically in marriage, being that it's not just you, it's like you and this other person. I think for me, that's one of the things that I'm learning. Like I can't sit in emotions and feelings. And now, especially with kids, like I can't, you know, just allow that to take up my whole day to where, you know, I'm still in that frame of thought or whatever. But yeah, I can definitely relate to that.
So we call it, we call, and y'all probably heard us say this before, but we call it recovery time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a struggle.
It is.
You know what I mean? Because honestly, you know, obviously before you're married, you got all the time in the world. You get married and it's just like, I can't go but so long without us having to have a conversation or to have to work through this. Mm-hmm. You have kids. Yes. It turns into something else because then it's like, I'm not mad at you. I just need a moment for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it comes across to everybody. And so even though I think we process things differently, we still recognize, okay, I need a moment for mm-hmm. me.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about it and we say like, hey, this is how I'm feeling right now. Mm-hmm. I need a moment. I even talk to my kids like that. And I tell them like, mommy's a little tired right now. I need to process some things because for them, what I want to do is communicate that to them so that as they grow and become, you know, adults and well, even in their childhood to be able to, you know, speak to their feelings mm-hmm. as well.
Absolutely. One of the questions that we wanted to ask as well is looking back on what you've learned, looking back, what have you learned about yourself in those moments? In those moments where things didn't go as planned or when you were frustrated or razzled or caught off guard or transitions mm-hmm. or some type of change happened. What have you learned about yourself in those moments?
I feel like in those moments, that's where character is either exposed or developed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody has a plan until they get hit.
Yeah, say that, sir.
Once you get hit, and I don't know if y'all been hit.
Recalculating.
I ran track in college, and after I finished running track, I actually started training for boxing. Mm-hmm. And so all of us, we'd go out boxing, and one of my good friends, big guy, hit me so hard one time. We're training. We're just sparring. Hit me so hard one time. I questioned our friendship and everything like that. And in that split second, I'm like, one, why would you hit me this hard? Why would you? You know, do I even want to do this? Like, why? And everything slows down in that moment. But in that moment, you have a decision to make. right? And so you think about that. Sometimes life is going to hit you hard, and you got a decision to make in that moment. And, you know, we're talking about recovery time and stuff like that. And what I've noticed is that even with us, even our growth, that reaction time shortens and shortens and shortens, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a time where you're stunned and you're like, that's not how it's supposed to go. But then the amount of time it takes to transition from that through your feelings, through processing it, to making a decision, I think is important. And, you know, just me apparently being able to have that mindset and that gift as far as leading a household, I kind of use it to my advantage, because now it's like, we've been in situations where it's like an emergency and somebody has to make a decision. I don't have the time to just be stunned like, wait, this is not how today's supposed to go.
That's tough. Yeah.
You know, you have to act. And so the ability to be able to act and then reflect on it in the back end and be like, okay, what went wrong? What, you know, what happened this, that, and the third is one of the things that I feel like I could bring to the table and how we manage things as far as our marriage and our relationship goes.
I was going to ask along with that, like, so how do you maintain that unity and encourage one another? You know, especially if, you know, you say you kind of process it differently, but how can we make sure that we're good? We're going to get through this. Like, what's that like for you all?
So I'll say this, and what I learned about me, and I think it actually goes into that, is like, I have gotten a lot better at like thinking through and processing my feelings and then being able to, like you said, make a decision. Because sometimes when I don't know what to do, I don't do anything. And that is very hard for me, because I would find myself a lot of times getting stuck and not making a decision. And then sometimes no decision is worse than one A or B option. And so I've gotten a lot better at kind of thinking through it and then saying, all right, God, what do you want me to do in this moment? And then going with what I feel in that moment and then being okay with the outcome of my decision. Like a lot of times I noticed I wouldn't make a decision because I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But at this point it's like, all right, God, I trust you. If this is what I, you know, I don't have time to ponder. This is what I feel like you're leading me to do. This is what I'm going to do. And we're going to figure it out later. But I think for us, unity comes because, and this has got to be like Holy Spirit, you know, because when he's like super high, maybe something happens, he's frazzled, he's all over the place. I'm like the chill, cool, like, oh, it's going to be okay. Yeah, like I'm the level-headed one. And then in the moments where I'm the one that is just like, I don't know what's going on today. Like everything is falling apart. I'm falling apart. I can't even fix dinner. Like he's like, go sit down.
Yeah.
Take a second. Always like always. We're always equaling each other out. And we've noticed that over the years. And it's always, it just continues to happen that way. So we're both balanced. We balance each other out, I guess.
Yeah. That's truly a blessing.
One of us got to be chill. It might not be me. It might not be you. One of us. One of us has to be chill. Yeah, I think we find that out. I think we balance each other out pretty good, too. Because I do notice moments where you got to steal away to your prayer closet.
Put that finger. Let me go.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I'm going to let her go, too.
This is how I fight my battles. But speaking of that, so how do you make like space for God in those moments? Those ones that like you, that you get punched in the stomach, like how do you, you know, I guess allow him space into those moments to speak to you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I feel like that comes with being tested, right? That's something that I feel like develops over time, because as I develop my relationship spiritually, God knows how to get to me. I'm hard-headed a lot of times. I could be a knucklehead. God knows how to get to me. I mean, she'll tell you, it's times where she's just like, Lord, you're going to have to get to him because he ain't listening to me.
I'd be like, get your son.
Get your son.
It won't get done.
Like, I go take a shower and I be in the shower like, God, talk to your son because he not listening and I'm like.
I could always tell those moments because I'll come up and tell her something like, I'll be like, oh, I made a decision. We're going to do this. And she'd be like, oh, okay. And I come back later, I'm like, You was thinking that the whole time. But I'm that tight, like.
That's the best.
Yeah.
And this goes to making that split moment decision and hesitation, like Lakir was talking about. I'm not afraid to get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. He is a dive in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to make the wrong decision because I know a decision has to be. Like mm-hmm. you said, sometimes the wrong decision is better than no decision. Mm-hmm. And I'm not afraid to. Some people just like get analysis paralysis mm-hmm. where I have to make the perfect decision. I have to get it right every time. If I don't get it right, then there's going to be a big consequence, which may be the case. But I'm like, listen, and this kind of goes into the general topic of the day. I learn more. Or there's two ways to learn, right? From what somebody did right and from what somebody did wrong. If I had to ask that one question to somebody who's successful where I need to be, what did you learn along the way? Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot in my life from doing it the wrong way or messing up or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so that's just where I'm at.
But and I've learned a lot by watching people do it the wrong way.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What not to do.
I got you.
So that's what, I mean, how do you leave space?
I don't know. I feel like I'm always just like in constant communication with God. Like, and even like in those times where we have to make a quick decision, I'm like walking around the house, like, all right, Holy Spirit, what are we supposed to do right here? Or if there is something that happens and we just don't know where we're supposed to go. Like I realize in those moments to really not make a decision though. Mm-hmm. Like don't just make a rash decision. Like, for sure. Like anything that has to be rushed or like, absolutely. I have to make a decision right now. Like sometimes not making that decision in that moment is like the best thing that you could do. And actually taking a second to be like, all right, God, what am I supposed to be doing here? Mm-hmm.
She right, because I'd be like, babe, the sale ends tonight. I'm like, the sale ends tonight.
They got an 80-inch TV.
They said for 4 easy payments of $3,099.95, we can get it.
And he's not lying, because there's a time he brought a TV, and I knew we weren't supposed to buy it, but I let him buy that TV.
I remember.
And I let him buy that TV, and I said, okay, God, you're going to have to talk to him. And then he came back to me like 2 days later and was like, I got to take the TV back.
I remember that.
And it was just like.
See, but it had a return policy, so I wasn't afraid to.
The grace of God.
Yeah, I knew it. Like, I could have disputed the charge if I needed to.
No, but I see similarities, though, in our relationship because I think I'm more of the creative where I'm just like, or maybe dreamer, where I'm just like, I see something, I get an idea, and I'm just like, boom, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, but have you considered this? Have you considered that? Have you thought about this? Have you looked at this? This is misspelled. This is out of place. You know what I mean? Like all of those things. But I'm just like, nah, let's do it. Let's go get it. Which is not necessarily a bad thing because you want to be a go-getter. I'm not the type of person that sits back and just says, well, one day we're gonna figure out one day. It's just like I'm like, all right, I got an idea, let's go for it. But she balances me out in that way. But then also I think my relationship with God I think has grown and matured to the point where now I can get instruction before I jump out. Just like, okay, God, are you at least giving me peace about this? Is this something I'm supposed to be doing? Is this somewhere we're supposed to be going? Because I'm not just jumping out by myself, but instead it's just like, I got my wife, I got the kids. So if we make a really bad decision, obviously like it could be detrimental. Mm-hmm. And so like just trying to discipline myself to, and I like what you said something about you're consistent maybe with your time or space with God, or you're always giving him space or something like that. But just always checking in, always checking in. Just like, God, you in this? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Let's go. No. All right. Let's chill out. Maybe not.
No, I would say to that though, I think that's where like y'all's communication comes in, because I think like at this point you guys have been married for a while. And even if there is a couple that hasn't been married that long, like communication is like the biggest thing, because that's how you get to know your spouse. That's how you get to know how they think. And I think it's easier for me sometimes if he has to make a call like that, you know, or if he's like, I got peace about this, I understand and I trust him because I know him and I know mm-hmm. how he operates. And I know that he is a man of his word and that he does consult with God. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, he's not just out here making, what's the word I'm looking for?
Either rash or.
Yeah. Like I trust his, I trust him, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think like us communicating and even like we have conversations just outside of things happening. We have communications like, what would you think if something like this happened? Or right, what would you like, right. you know, we're always talking and right. we're always learning and like, we're always changing. So we're always having conversations, repeating mm-hmm. maybe what we had already talked about, you know, mm-hmm. somebody breaks into the house. What you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, but you always, you got to think yeah. about stuff like that. And so we have conversations about that just on random, on road trips, you know, we're always mm-hmm. talking. And I think it helps. I know it helps when you know your partner is talking to God too.
Yes. So yeah. big difference.
And that's another thing I think about. I think very practically, right? And so when we talk about what do you do when things don't turn out the way you expected? Well, one of my answers to that is, and you hear the old adage, if you don't plan, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Or mm-hmm. if you don't, in other words, if you don't consider more possibilities or outcomes to this, then you're setting yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So if I just narrow my way down to, oh no, this is going to work out. Mm-hmm. Like I got a plan. I got a vision. The only possibility is that this is going to work out. And this is what I define as success. Well, I can miss a whole other opportunity of outcomes, but if I factor in the outcome, like, okay, this could go this way or this can go that way. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm hoping for this, but I'm preparing for all situations. There's another thing they said, bet the horse and not the farm.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. In situations like if I lose, can we rebound from this?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Or is this something that's going to take us completely out of the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's that something that's going to take us completely out of the game, we might want to rethink this decision mm-hmm. altogether yeah. or just yeah. be prepared to start back up from nothing. Start back up from nothing. There's been a situation recently that we're talking about just recently where it's like we had kind of two different perspectives and we hadn't talked about it for a while until just yeah, recently yeah. where Lakir was like, this went horrible. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I agree. It didn't turn out the way that we anticipated, but look at all these other things that we accomplished that were overshadowed because this ooh, one goal, yeah. you know what I mean? Like exactly. say we have five objectives and number one didn't get met, but 2, 3, 4, and 5 mm-hmm. did.
Yeah.
And 2, 3, 4, and 5 are going to set us up for way more success in the future than number one did, which was that immediate goal. And so it's like reframe it. And that's kind of how you were talking about how the two of us think completely differently mm-hmm. and we get to see, it provides a full picture of mm-hmm. what the scenario is, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. If I show her the left side and she show me the right side, now we can both see both sides and be like, you got a point. Like, you got yeah. a point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, no, your point was bigger than mine. Well, your point was good too. Like, you was good. You was good.
Yeah.
And so I think that's very effective in the way we do things mm-hmm. and the benefit of having a partner that's the opposite of me versus mm-hmm. somebody that's just like me, mm-hmm. we'd be oh, blindsided.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, so Lord. What came to mind for me is just like power couple. And you hear that definition because you see it on social media I'll all take the that. Time. But the real power is the fact that, you know, like you're making the opposite work, you know, and you're yeah. balancing and you're leveling each other out. And yeah. I feel like that is a real power couple. Yeah. People at home. Yeah. That's a real power couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
to your point with a lot of what you were saying about considering a bunch of different options. Excuse me. I think right now we're in a season or a transition where we're considering where I think you have moments or seasons in your life where you're just like, where can we find other streams of income
mm-hmm.
that can compensate for what I'm currently or where my time is going right now? Like, what are areas where I can find more streams of income where my time can go into places that I actually enjoy doing, right?
Yeah.
Some things we never considered until we literally sat down and looked at the numbers. Mm-hmm. And once we start crunching numbers, we said, oh, we might, like, this might actually be doable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there are things that you don't consider because it's just like, I got to go to work.
Right.
I got to work mm-hmm. a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got to show up. Yeah. Got to make sure I get there. Make sure I don't miss a day. I got to get that paycheck. If we miss a paycheck, ooh, we're going to be in trouble. Yeah. But once we sat down and we looked at, and it wasn't just because we make so much money. Mm-hmm. It was us sitting down and being on the same page with, what are we okay with sacrificing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is a non-negotiable? Yeah. You know what I mean? What are things that we're okay with meeting in the middle on and having those conversations to make sure we're on the same page? And if we are on the same page with this, if it does not work, we were in this together. You know what I mean?
So it's the thing. That's the thing. Making sure like we're here, like, and checking in with each other, like when things happen, when things come up, when there's a plan or a play on the field, like, all right, we're here. Yeah. We got this. We,
so there's no resentment. And there's no blame. Like, see, this was all your idea. This is your fault. But instead it's just like, This burned together.
Yeah.
So let's just like you said, all right, let's start over. Let's rebuild. Yeah. Because we are in it together. Which one are we? Can you share, Eric, did I already ask how they noticed the growth?
I think they
kind of answered that a little bit.
They answered.
How big is community in maybe like hard moments, hard seasons, transitions, or when things do get shaky? How big is community for y'all?
It's really big, and it's crazy because we moved to Charlotte without a community. We moved here. It was just him and I, and of course,
we can identify.
And like I met you guys, but like it has what I am realizing, especially in the moments where like things aren't going the way I had planned, or I thought it was something that I could handle and now I'm realizing I can't, is that like I have to be okay with not being okay and being with like things not going the way that I planned, and asking for help from the people around me to carry this out, to figure this out. I think there's a lot of moments that I know we wouldn't have gotten through if we didn't have people in our circle. And I think the quality of people matter, because for us, what we're realizing is that like, we don't need 20, 30 people. Like, give us a couple solid couples and we will be just fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think...
That's a good point, because I don't think I've ever had like a whole like a big you could say like you're surrounded by a bunch of people, or you have a lot of people that you talk to, a bunch of friends or whatever, but it's different when you have people that you can go to with real stuff. When you just look, it ain't a lot of people that can handle this, but I just need to dump real quick. You know what I mean? And I think that's good, and I absolutely agree. I think when we made the jump here to Charlotte, we were missing some of our community too. I mean, even for the simple things, like, you know, the Taylor was only 2 years old. And so it's just like, we need community, but she needs community too. And so like wanting that in a wholesome way as well. Did you have anything to add to that?
No, I think we're good. But I did want to ask you all, you know, y'all on the show, I wanted you all to end it with encouraging married couples out there. Like, if it's something that you all could share with them, if it's around this topic, or if it's just anything that's on your heart, for the married people out there.
Because married couples is out here struggling.
Man, just offer some encouragement.
They out here fighting. They out there fighting for their lives.
Right.
I think right now for us, one thing is really big, and one thing that has been very special lately is, you know, our kid is with her grandparents right now, and it has given us time to really reconnect with each other. And we didn't realize how much we had kind of, I wouldn't even say grown apart, but like just how much we hadn't focused on each other and how much we weren't spending time. And a lot of the conversations I had noticed is, you know, instead of us texting each other like, hey, I missed you, sweet nothings, you know, I can't wait to see you when you get home. Like, the conversations had turned into, okay, who's picking the kid up? Okay, who's who's taking the dog for the bath? Who, you know, who's getting dinner? And so just making sure like we are being very intentional with getting back to us and spending time together, like uninterrupted time together. Like, I was telling Tayshaun the other day, I was like, I feel like we need this like once a quarter or at least every 6 months, where it's just us in, like, we don't have to think about anything else. We could eat out every day if we wanted to and just like and spend time together. That so I think for married couples, especially if you've been together for a while, making sure that you like spend quality time with your spouse the way that they, and make sure you show them love the way that they receive love, and turn into one another. Like, don't just ignore each other when they have what they're called bids for attention. Mm-hmm. You know, if they want you to watch this video of this dog, watch the video of the dog.
Watch all 20 of the reels that I just sent you today.
Yes. Like, please. Turn in and focus on it, because you don't understand what it does to your spouse when you take interest in what they're interested in and you light up about that and like you care for them in a way that I guess is a little bit unconventional, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah.
What I would say is, and we're I don't think we ever took the opportunity, like, we've been married 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's 5 years is, I feel like, big. I feel like it's a milestone.
Big. Very big.
I feel like it's a milestone.
Yes,
and
it is.
What I'm realizing in those 5 years is that I constantly have to learn two people. Mm-hmm. Right? You and myself.
I didn't want to guess, but that's what I was
thinking. A lot of, and I guess I can speak from a male perspective, is the biggest challenge for me is realizing, you're talking about things not going as they expected. Mm-hmm. Well, things in marriage constantly change.
Yeah.
Right? Every aspect of our marriage has been different. You've changed, but not only have you changed, I've changed. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. our situation, our scenarios have changed, right? And so you guys talked about this on the Things I Wish I Would Have Known episode. And so I realize a lot of people realize that she'll change, that your wife will change. As big of a aha moment that is, like, oh, I figured it out. Mm-hmm. She's changing.
Yep.
I got to realize that. Then communication comes into play, like, okay, I got to communicate with you, see who you are. But a lot of people don't realize how much they change. Mm-hmm. I've changed. Whether it's her rubbing off on me or me just evolving as a man, maturing emotionally, mm-hmm. all those type of things where I have to realize, man, the Tay that I've always known isn't the guy that's talking on this podcast that's today. Mm-hmm. And being able to know that, be aware of that, and communicate that to her. Yeah. Because the same way my spouse is changing, her spouse is changing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have the awareness about myself to understand that I'm changing and evolving, or give that space to be able to do that and allow myself to be able to like verbalize what's going on or understand what's going on so I can verbalize it, mm-hmm. then communication breaks down on my part and she doesn't get the opportunity to learn her spouse the growth. And I feel like from a perspective, I feel like a lot of men lose in that area because we're so introspective that we don't allow ourselves the ability to feel what's going on, understand what's going on, and then communicate what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of women, I talked about this the other day, like, I could see a lot of hurting people. I feel like a lot of women and a lot of wives out there are lonely in their mm-hmm. marriage because they feel like their husband is so walled off and they can't have access to him. Mm-hmm. So fellas, give yourself the ability to relearn yourself. Understand that and give your wife access so that she can continue to be on this journey of self-evolving, you know, that mm-hmm. you're on.
But really quickly, can you just explain what you mean by give access to?
Yeah.
I was on a roll. I don't really know what I just said.
Help us out.
Go ahead. You can say give me access.
No, like when you say give her access to you, I mean, for us, that looks like him actually being available, because, you know, sometimes you come home and you're just like, I've had a long day. Like, I can't handle anything else. And so you're shut off. But like actually coming home and being open to communicate, being open to have a conversation with your spouse. Is that what you mean by giving them access?
If that's how it comes across, honestly, giving access means like I can let you inside my head, however that means, however that is. Cause again, I tend to deal with stuff internally, like going through my thoughts. And when I'm in my head, I can't I'm not available for handling questions or answering questions, or you, that's when you ask me something, I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, and I snap like that. So giving you access to me, and what I mean it is like allowing you to be part of that process, or it's even something as simple as saying, it takes a lot of energy. It actually takes a lot of energy to say, sweetheart, hold on. I'm busy. I'm in here right now. But after I finish in here, I can explain what's going on and I can talk to you, or I can be available mm-hmm. to you. You know, and so even the awareness of saying, hey, I'm unavailable right now because I'm trying to figure stuff out. But then after that, we can talk, or I can answer your question or something like that. Start there, small steps. And then however that availability comes across in your guys' relationship is that. But the openness to be able to say, you know, you're a part of this, you're a part of me and my evolving, you know what I mean? Mm. Is what I mean.
That's good. Yay. I think I had to learn that. I know we're about to close.
Yeah.
I think I had to learn that. I've always thought that I could multitask and listen to her while I'm doing other things. And I found out that it don't really work like that. And so I've had to learn to say, babe, just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Just give me a moment. And then she'll come back just a little bit later and share it. That way she has my undivided attention.
And I started asking you too, like, are yep. you doing something right now? Mm-hmm. Like, are you in thought? And, you know, yeah. that kind of lets me know where he is.
I think it makes a difference. Yeah. It makes yeah. a difference when you yeah. have their undivided attention as yeah. opposed to just. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a big difference. Listen, this has been a great conversation.
It's been rich.
Thanks for having us. Yes.
This has been a great conversation, and I wish that we had more time to be able to.
We'll
just have to bring them back yeah. on.
You're always welcome here, guys.
Yep. but we're glad that you guys were able to make some time to join us today. We always appreciate your wisdom and your knowledge and everything that you've shared, even with the married couples that watch on here. And so anything that y'all have gotten from this episode, please put it in the comments. Tag them even in any of your posts or share this episode.
Tag
Tayshaun. Yes. Everybody go follow Tayshaun.
Right.
but please make sure that you subscribe, that you like, that you share, so that we can continue to push this content out to even more people that need to hear it. And that's our goal, man, really just to be able to be a blessing to families, to marriages, to be able to share our faith, because that is our ministry. How'd I do with that?
That was pretty good.
That was off the top. And so, did you have any final thoughts before we finish?
Thank you all for watching and listening.
Yep. Thank you for watching and listening. Until next time, y'all have a great day.
Oh.